Okay, so for today's learning of Mishtabura Yomi, we have a machlekes between the Mishtabura and the Aruch HaShulchan, and this is extremely nageya and relevant halacha l'maisa. So the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that you're supposed to be mavdil al hakois. When you make havdalah on Matzei Shabbos, that havdalah is supposed to be al hakois while holding a cup of wine. The Mishtabura over here, in Simin Reish Tzadik Vav Sivkat and Lamed, learns this Gemara quite literally, that all of the brachas of the Havdalah have to be al hakois. That means when you make the bracha on the besamim and you make the bracha on the ner, you have to say it al hakois. It has to be while still holding a cup of wine. And that's why the Mishnah is of the opinion, says the Shmir Shams Kachasa, that if you forgot to make birchas abesamim, you forgot to make birchas mamir ha'esh, and you remember after you finish a mavdil, but before you actually took a taste of the wine, so right before you take a cup of wine to taste, you remember that you forgot esh or besamim, you make the bracha immediately and you get the hanoah from the besamim or from the ner, and then you drink the cup of wine. Why? Because they have to be al hakais, and therefore it's not a hefsek. It's not a hefsek because these two brachas of ner and besamim must be recited al hakais. Therefore, it says the Mishnah Berurah over here, when you make the bracha on the besamim and you take the besamim and put on your right hand for the bracha, you still have to be holding the kais, just the kais should be held in your left hand. In other words, since these brachas of besamim and ner have to be said al hakais, that means you're supposed to be holding the kais. Now, when you make the bracha on something, it has to be in your right hand. So for the bracha of the besamim are in your right hand, but then your kais should be in your left hand. The ner, also, while you're making the bracha on the ner, the person should be still holding the kais, the cup of wine. That is the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, when you make the bracha on the besamim, you put down the kais on the table, it's incorrect. And that's what the Mekar Chaim writes. It's not correct for people to put down on the table the kais of wine when they make besamim or they make the bracha of Bairei Ma'arei Ha'ish. However, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, and many people have the custom of following this psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. It's in Sif Yud Zayin. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that when you make the bracha on the besamim or you make the bracha on the ner, you do not have to hold the kais of wine in your left hand. That which the Shulchan Aruch says, that when you make the bracha on wine, you hold the besamim in your left hand and wine in the right hand, that's not a chiv. And the Mishnah Berurah learns that this Shulchan Aruch is literal, that you always have to be holding the items, but the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. And according to the Aruch HaShulchan, when you make the bracha on the besamim, you could take the besamim and put it in your right hand, and the kais of wine could be placed on the table in the interim. The main thing is that when you make the bracha on something, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that it should be in your right hand. So if you're making the bracha on the wine, it has to be in your right hand. You make the bracha on the besamim, it has to be in your right hand. That which the Shulchan Aruch says, and the other item, let's say the kais shel yayin during besamim, put in your left hand, that's lav dafka, it's not necessary. The point is that it's not supposed to be in your right hand because whatever you're making the bracha on should be in your right hand. So the Mishnah Berurah learns that it is literal. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, when you make the bracha on the besamim and you put the besamim in your right hand, the cup of wine could be placed on the table. It doesn't have to be held in your hand. That's the interesting machlekes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. Many people seem to have the custom of the Aruch HaShulchan. And when they make the bracha, let's say on the besamim, they take the besamim in the right hand, they don't hold the kais of wine in their left hand, they put it down on the table. And the same by esh. When they're making the bracha on the esh, many people don't have the kais of wine held in their hand at all at that juncture. They just put it down on the table. The Mishnah Berurah holds that you should have it in your hand because Havdalah was instituted to be made al hakais.